Okay, good morning, everybody. So yesterday we had spoken a little bit about the, fascinating conclusion to the Rambam Perakei of Hilchos Tshuva, where the Rambam says we have to hold on to the Ikar HaGadol Bechira Chafshis, even at the expense of admitting that we don't understand how divine foreknowledge works, which is complete and unfailing. And the syllogism of the Rambam is, number one, God is inscrutable, Lo Yirani Adam V'chai. B, God is synonymous, one and the same with his Deya, unlike, human beings who know things extrinsically, right? Their knowledge is not of their essence. Hopefully it we internalize it, but God's knowledge, kavayachol, is his essence. B, and then C, since God's knowledge is his essence, God is inscrutable, God's knowledge is inscrutable. So we don't know how God knows things, and therefore, this problem that we have, that if it were human knowledge and human knowledge in advance was unfailing, we would say that, Bechira Chafshis must be some kind of a mirage, because if I really know exactly what's going to happen, it means it can't turn out any other way. That was the Rambam's sense of why this isn't, the case, just that we can't understand it, fully. Lo Yirani Adam V'chai. So the Ravid, as I alluded to, got very upset about this, and he says that the Rambam was not knowing minagach hachamim, because you don't raise a question that you can't answer, and it's more trouble than it's worth. But since the Rambam raised it, he was going to explain, his own view of the subject. And the Rambam, started the problem, so the Ravid is a kind of a matiri, as a permission structure to engage in this, even though in the end, when all is said and done here, and we'll get into his view in just a moment, he says v'chol zein enenu shaveh, that he is not entirely enthralled with his own answer, and we can easily understand why. So basically with the Ravid, and it's striking, the Ravid will not mitigate Bechira Chafshis at all, but the Ravid basically says is that God's foreknowledge is not dispositive, it's not controlling, because God sort of was mitzamtim his capacity for foreknowledge by, right, desiring a world in which there was Bechira Chafshis. So it's true that God knows things in advance, but he compares it to Yedias is itstagninos, that God knows sort of the variables that are involved. God knows the koach hamazalos. He knows that with seichel, people can, and good reason, good moral decision-making, people will not be controlled by the mazalos. So he knows, let's say, how much seichel any particular individual has, and he certainly knows the koach hamazalos. So God, in principle, could figure out, is this person going to be able to, sort of extract themselves from the Darchei HaTeva, from the Mikra HaTeva, or not. But either way, it's not this kind of dispositive foreknowledge where the foreknowledge is itself a gzeira, a decree, because God sort of knows these things the way that a person knows variables, and they can go home and do the math and say, if there's, I'm just, being very simplistic about it, but, the Derech HaTeva here is a 20 and you need a 21 to overcome it, and this person is only an 18, God could say, so this person won't overcome it, but it's not as if God's foreknowledge of that is causing this person not to overcome it, right? Maybe the person could work a little bit harder, and he could develop a koach haseichel or a koach haratzon, the kind of discipline that would be a 21 or a 22, and then he would overcome it. So that's exactly what the Ravid says. So let me just read it inside. V'aval pi shein tshuva nitzachas al zeh, tovu lismoch al lok tash tshuva v'yomer, since the Rambam started this problem, I have to say something. Im hayu tzidkas adam v'rshaso tzuluyim b'gzera sabori yisala, hayinu omrim shiadaso hi gzera v'haysalanu ha-shelo kashimod. Achso shabori heiser zo amem shalom yado. Very important, right? So the Ravid says that God, of his own volition, sort of took away this power from himself. U'misar b'yad adam atzmo, ein yidiyaso gzera, this is, let's say, parallel to the way that astrologers know things. Yodin mikoach acher ma'yed rachav shel zev. Adavar yadua shekol mikra adam katan v'gadol misar abori b'koach hamazalos. It's just ela shenasan bo haseichel, the overriding factor of seichel, yoso machziko letzeis mitachas hamazal, v'hu ha'koach hanasan bo adam yoso tov ra. So God knows, as if from the outside, what the factors are of the koach hamazalos, whatever you want to call them, the derech hateva. He knows what our individual strengths are, and he can sort of align those with each other. Then the Ravid finishes off, v'chol zeh einenu shaveh. All right. So it's interesting, there's a third view that I alluded to yesterday, we'd get to, the view of the Ralbag, who was so bothered by this question that he says, we have to preserve Bechira Chavshe, so better to say that there are certain pratim, there are certain specific things about this world that God really doesn't know, right? Because he didn't think that there was any way to preserve the notion of divine foreknowledge. He didn't accept the Rambam's answer that we just can't understand. He didn't accept the Ravid's answer of Yedias Itzdak Ninos. So what's interesting is, you know, Bein the Rambam, Bein the Ravid, Bein the Ralbag, we come to a very interesting place, which is that everybody preserves the Ikar Gadol, Amar HaTorah VeHaMitzvah, which is Bechira Chavshis. So in that way, the Rambam, you know, kind of really is validated. In any event, the Kesef Mishnah picks up the discussion of the Ravid, V'yesh Lomer Sherabbeinu Niskaven, Shim Eza Adam Yikshav Enav Kushizo Yizbal Bildai, Tov V'lachein Yitzilef Anav Dvar Melu, Kidei Sheyashav Yeda She'en Matbeya She'ela Zol Yashra, Alakamor She'en Banu Koach Leda, Heyach Yada Kadosh Baruch Hu Kol Abruim U'Maseim. A very interesting way, you know, for the, you know, Kesef Mishnah to formulate what the Rambam was, you know, up to, right? You know, so the Kesef Mishnah was sensitive to the Ravid's question. As if you're not going to really fully answer it, why bother bringing it up? So the Kesef Mishnah says, I think, something very profound, right? Im eza adam yikshe beinav kushezo yizbal beldaito. Right? You have people that are already bothered by this. Not like the Rambam, you know, invented the question. So the point is that, you know, sometimes we're a little bit too cautious for our own good. As you think, oh, you're going to raise a question, and you raise a question, you know, and you're going to cause people sfeikos, but what if people already have those doubts, and not raising the question is, in fact, much more damaging and deleterious because they feel that having the question is somehow, you know, invalidating. I think that becomes, like, a critically important point for us to take into consideration.